This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. I was thinking on the scripture where it says, how does the scripture go? It says that after you have suffered a while, makes you perfect. It establishes you, strengthens you, and settles you. And I was thinking that we are established in God's Word.
All right.
And we're not looking for anything else because God's Word is true. His Word has been proven to us, and we are thankful. We are His sheep that He's calling for. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips.
Elder, deacons, evangelists, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus another Sabbath day, and we're glad for this door of utterance. Grateful for our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy for the life they lived, the stand they took, they lifted up holy standards for the people. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. You might not know of us, but we are trying to reach all those that have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. We keep God's commandments, that is the doctrine of God. And we will tell everyone this. That's what we live, this is what we believe. Now, we're going to talk about God's secret because it's staring so many in the face every day. Ones read in the scriptures. They read the scriptures daily for comfort, and they don't know the secret of God. But God reveals His secrets to His friends. And He said, "Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." We're going to sing about that today. Before we get into that, we have some testimonies. Ones that believe God, like unto Father Abraham, following God wholeheartedly. Deacon Debbie, what's your testimony?
Thank God. Great. It's a blessing to be here. To be living for God, to be under a teaching priest teaching me, teaching us how to live for God, how to keep God's laws. And I'm thanking God for the mind that I have to strive to live daily. Thanking God for being chosen and to walk in this way. And it's so beautiful just to have the mind to walk and to love God and to be taught how to love God with all my heart and with all my soul. Thanking God for my great pastor, all the saints. Thank God.
Thank God for your deacon. Then we have our brother Richard. Thank God. He is one that have come on board the last few years. He's striving to please God. It's all about holy living. He's been in the churches, as many of us were in these churches, thinking and feeling like we were living for God. But according to what's written, we found out we were going the wrong way. Brother Richard, thank God.
Yeah, I just want to thank God for being here. Thank God for the mind to live holy. Thank God for a wonderful pastor who brings knowledge and detail about how to live for God and how I know that we can live holy and sanctified unto God. And I thank God for that knowledge and thank God for all the saints. And I'm just happy to be here.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God for your brother Richard. And I want everyone to hear my voice to understand testifying about God is not a bunch of screaming and hollering and cool jerking. Getting all worked up emotionally and calling it being in the spirit. It's just emotion. We want to get caught up in the spirit of God. We want to be caught up in the word. What God is calling for. Being one with that. Yay with that. That's what it means to be in the spirit. We thank God for our deacon, Franny, been with us some time in this way, in the way of holiness. She grew up in this church, God's church, and she saw this way afar off. Now she is apart because now she have denied herself. She's come out of the world. She's in it, but no more of it. That's our strive here. We're in it, but not of the world. Deacon Franny.
Thank God. Thank God for you, Pastor. I thank God for being here. I just wanted to thank God for my life. I thank God that I can truly say that I don't sin no more. And it's because of the teaching that comes from our great anointed leader, that comes from God. And truly, the word is taught to us, and it can keep you day by day as it is keeping me. I thank God that, like I said, I don't sin, and I thank God that we are a unit. We are taught under one leader. We don't have ones coming from everywhere teaching us. We have the true teacher of God, and I appreciate that so much. I thank God for being here. Thank God for you, Pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon Franny. Isn't that beautiful? I want to sing this number, No Greater Love. One, two.
Whatsoever I command,
no greater love.
Greater love.
No greater love. Deacon Debbie, will you make the announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcasts at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Thank God. We're glad to be with you. This is about God's secret. And God does have a secret, and it's a secret to all those that don't live for God. And how do you unravel the secret? Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. A secret is something you do not have knowledge about. And the mass of the people don't have knowledge about God's word, and they carry it about every time they open up the scriptures or every time they're going to and from to Bible studies. In and out of different rooms in the home, they have the secret there and don't realize there's a secret in the compilation of scriptures. Isn't that beautiful? In Psalms 25 and 14, God's secret is his word. And so many read it, it's like reading a document. You need a lawyer to interpret it for you. Reading a document and have no understanding of what it's saying. That's what God's secret is like unto. Isn't that beautiful? And it's more secret because in this jargon, you understand just about every word it's saying. You just have no knowledge of identifying what it's talking about. What are those gods? What does it mean, make graven images, and on and on and on. Psalms 25, 14. Deacon Franny, what does it say?
The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him.
Now, that's the first clue of getting the secret. Mm-hmm. Fear God. And I believe Solomon said, fear God. This is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. That's the whole duty of man.
Yes.
But most don't even know about the commandments, and those that do, many think it's a golden rule somewhere set on a plaque, somewhere in the dust of their mantle in their home. It's not in their heart. It's just something they read. We have this posted all over the courthouses, and they're trying to get rid of that, the Ten Commandments. But they have no idea of what it's really saying in spirit. In spirit, it's a secret. Because all they observe is a natural observation of the word.
Yes.
Read it again.
The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him.
With them that fear God. And what?
And he will show them his covenant.
Now, wait a minute. That means even though it's with you, you may have it in the courthomes, the courthouses rather, or in your home. Yeah. It's still got to be shown to you.
It has to be shown.
Because the word is a covenant. The Ten Commandments is a covenant. Mm-hmm. It's a secret, and it's got to be revealed to you. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Before we get into that, go to Revelation 19 and 11.
All right, Pastor.
And so many, when you hear words like this, oh, I know what it means, you'll never know.
Never know.
Like the Lord said, well, then you know what? Your sin remains. Since you say you have none, it remains.
That's right.
If you hear my voice, oh, I know everybody know what the Ten Commandments, what that mean, then your sin remains. Not only that, the secret remains to you. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
19 and 11, Revelations, what did it say?
And I saw heaven open, and behold.
John in the spirit saw heaven open, and what?
And behold, a white horse.
What?
And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true.
You know that's God, faithful and true.
Beautiful.
What?
And in righteousness he doth judge and make war.
Now wait a minute. It's in righteousness. So righteousness is a way.
Yes.
Righteousness is God's word. It is the covenant.
Yes.
But so many people believe that it was done away with, God fulfilled it, and you could never attain righteousness when the word is telling you plainly, it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments.
Yes, Lord.
So what's left to do? Believe.
Beautiful. Yes.
Which means you have fruit of belief.
God.
Not to say I believe it, then you go about keeping your own way. That's not belief. That's belief without works. That's faith without works. What God is talking about, faith with works, that's what counts.
Yes.
Read.
His eyes were as a flame of fire.
This is God. His eyes were as a flame of fire.
Mm-hmm. And on his head were many crowns.
What?
And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself.
It was a secret.
All right.
Even the name Jesus was a secret.
Beautiful.
But that's still not what he's talking about here. We found out that name written was a name no one knew but he himself.
Yes.
It was a secret. But yet, his word is a secret. Read.
God. And he was clothed with a vesture.
What?
Dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God.
Even though his name is called the word is a secret.
Right.
It's got to be shown to you what it really means in spirit.
Isn't
that beautiful?
Yes,
read.
Yes, Pastor. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses.
Isn't that beautiful? What?
Clothed in fine linen.
Fine linen.
Beautiful. White and clean.
White and clean, which
yes,
is the
beautiful
righteousness of the saints.
Yes, yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's the fine linen we have.
All right.
The righteousness of the saints. Now, if you're told all of your righteousnesses are as filthy rags, well, they were if you're not living, or is if you're not living for God. But once you begin to do righteousness, he that is doeth righteousness is righteous, mm-hmm, even as he is righteous.
Right.
That's what the scripture says.
Yes, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That was said after Jesus went off scene.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
It didn't say he's our righteousness only, because he is the word. And if you're keeping the word, that's our righteousness. Jesus is our righteousness. Isn't that
yes,
beautiful?
Pastor. Yes.
Read.
And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword.
What?
That with it he should smite the nations.
That's what smites the people, mm-hmm, and upset people today. God's word when it goes forth.
Yes.
When it goes forth in spirit.
Yes.
Because the spirit cannot hide from God's word.
Yes, Lord.
You may hide your face from it, but your spirit cannot hide. It gets to the joints and marrow of the bone.
Yes.
Discerning your spirit. What?
And he shall rule them with a rod of iron.
What?
And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
You cannot hide from God's word. Not the spirit of God's word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
St. John 1 and 14. Let's go there.
Yes, Pastor.
Even though people talk about Jesus, they try to bring Jesus to you. They can't if they don't know him. And to know him is to have knowledge of the secret of God's word. When you have knowledge of the secret, that means you know Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? St. John 1:14, what does it say?
And the word was made flesh.
Now the word, that's God's name. It was clothed in a vesture dipped in blood. His name is called the word. It's a secret. And when he became a son, he was still a secret. And that flesh really hit him and is hid to the people today. Because all you look at at his flesh.
Mm-hmm.
That his flesh died for our sins. You don't see the word.
Yes,
the word was made flesh what?
Mm-hmm. And dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory.
What?
The glory as of the only begotten of the Father.
What?
Full of grace and truth.
Wait a minute. But the secret is grace and truth is God's word. That's the secret.
Yes.
People don't know that grace is in the word.
Right.
Showing mercy unto thousands of them that love him and keep his commandments. What is that? Truth. Thy word is truth.
Yes.
And the Lord was full of the word.
Go ahead.
When he began to go about his ministry.
Yes.
Read.
Yes. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake.
What?
He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before
because he is the word.
Beautiful.
Yes. Word was before all of us. It was before anything.
Yes.
And the word is God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, that's beautiful.
But God became a son, and it was hid to who he was. Read.
Yes, Pastor.
No, wait a minute. Read the 17th verse, what does it say?
17. For the law was given by Moses.
Now, wait a minute. That's God's word. That's mm-hmm. the covenant.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
It was given, but they didn't know what that was. It was a law, but they didn't know it was a secret.
Right.
And even though they read the law, we read the law today, it still has to be revealed to you. And many don't know the law is the word. They don't know that.
Yes.
They don't know the law is the 10 precepts.
That's right, Pastor.
Because there's many laws. Mm-hmm. And although there's many laws, they were all stem broken down and pertaining to God's divine law, his word. Read.
But grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
It came by him because he is the author and finisher of the word. Because he is the word.
Beautiful.
And he gave it to Moses. God gave it to Moses. It was given by Moses to the people. It was given to Moses to give to the people. But it came. It was originated from God because God is the word.
Yes,
God gave himself to the people.
That's beautiful, Pastor.
To observe him.
Yes.
To take him into their life.
That is
it was a secret, though.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful, Pastor. Yes.
God was the manna that came down from heaven. Yes. It was a secret.
Yes.
Because all they saw was natural food.
Mm-hmm.
And when you really live for God today, you know everything is of God, for God, and by him.
Yeah,
isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
consists
Lord.
Of him.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
so you don't blame the devil for everything. You don't blame people. You look at God, and you're thankful for whatever God, because that's what we live by. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
No man hath seen God at any time.
What?
The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father. He hath declared
so
him.
We're declaring God to you, the secret. We must be in the bosom of God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That means we're in God's heart.
Yeah,
to be in his bosom yeah, means you're in the heart of God.
Thank God.
Didn't
yeah,
he say David was a man of my own heart? Yeah. We're in his bosom. So don't think about someone gone and died.
Right, Pastor.
Naturally so. You're in God's bosom when you die spiritually so.
Yeah, beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
That
and we're declaring unto you mm-hmm. him. What?
And this is the record of John.
What?
When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou?
Wait a minute. John was a secret. Who are you?
Mm-hmm.
They God. Were one.
Yes, yes, Pastor.
All the prophets and God's people, they're one.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But we're a secret because we seem peculiar to the world.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Pastor.
And when you're not striving like you should, you're peculiar now to one another if you ain't striving like you
all
should
right.
be. What?
Yes. And he confessed and denied not.
What?
But confessed, I am not the Christ.
I'm not that one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll confess to you right now, God hasn't given me to have a line of people over here and say, we're going to get rid of your goiter and your cancer. That's not what we're going to get rid of. No. We're going to get rid of sin if
Go
you
ahead.
Obey the word.
Go ahead.
But we're not here to give you a healing
Go ahead.
Service. Now, if I got a brother out there keeping or a sister that's keeping God's commandments and have that gift, thank God for it.
Yes.
I don't have that gift. Yes. Don't mean that you can't come to me tomorrow. God used me to get rid of your cancer.
That's right.
But I'm just telling you how God is using me.
Go ahead.
I confess now. I'm not that one.
Go ahead, Pastor.
God don't use me in the natural miracles you see. God haven't used me to raise anyone up naturally from the dead. But we've had many come through. God's covenant church been raised
Go
from
ahead,
the
Pastor.
Dead. From sin. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Gone into the kingdom. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
We're yet in the kingdom right
Go ahead.
Now.
Go ahead.
We expect to continue on by faith. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Lord.
Read.
And they ask him, what then?
What then?
Art thou Elias?
What?
And he saith, I am not.
What?
Art thou that prophet?
What?
And he answered, no.
Now I'm not going to fool you. No, I'm not mm-hmm. that one. Mm-hmm. But they didn't know who he was. But you know what? If they recognized the works of God, they would have known who he was.
Right,
what?
Right. Then said they unto him, who art thou? That we may give an answer to them that sent us.
What?
What sayest thou of thyself?
What did he say?
And he said, I am the voice of one
crying in this world, crying in the wilderness.
Beautiful.
What?
Make straight the way of the Lord.
Isn't that beautiful? Make straight
mm-hmm.
the way of the Lord. What?
Yes.
And
as
God's
said,
way is a secret.
Yes. Yes.
His way is his word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
As said the prophet Esaias. Yes, Pastor. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees.
That's the ones got the problem. That old Pharisee spirit,
yes, Pastor.
Non-believing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what the secret is kept from. Some don't even live for God, have an eye to perceive.
Yes, Pastor.
Go to the eighth chapter and the 19th verse.
Thank God. Beautiful, Pastor. Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
Now, I know this is good to all we that are striving, but if you're not striving, this is not that good to you. If you don't have an ear to hear, not only is it not good to you, so what are they talking about? What is this, a cult? No, this is God's church.
All right, Pastor.
Ain't no cult. This is God's church.
Thank God.
No doubt you're the cult and don't know it. So these are some strange people. No, we're not. We're no strangers nor foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints. Not so much a Christian. You call us Christians, but we're the saints and of the household. That means the patriarchs.
Yes.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yes, Lord.
God's people.
Yes.
Children of the prophets. That's who we are.
Yes.
We're no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens. We have a citizenship here.
All right, Pastor.
We're up under a king, and we didn't vote him in either. Isn't that beautiful? Call him King Jesus. We didn't vote him in. Thank God. Fellow citizens, what?
All right. Then said they unto him,
what?
Where is thy father? Jesus answered, ye neither know me nor my father.
You don't know me nor my father.
Yes.
Because he was the word.
Yes.
He is the word. And God is the word.
Yes.
But here's the son talking.
Yes.
Even though he was a son, he was yet the word. He was made flesh. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read the 25th verse. What does it say?
25. Yes, Pastor. Then said they unto him, who art thou? And Jesus saith unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning.
Because the scripture said in the beginning was the word. He told them plainly.
Yes, he did.
But they didn't catch it.
Right.
He said, I'm the same, even the same as I said unto you from the beginning. What does St. John 1 and 1 say? Let's go back there again.
Beautiful, Pastor.
St. John 1 and 1.
Yes, Pastor.
He said, I'm the same I told you from the beginning. You asked who I am. He told plainly. But they didn't catch it.
Right. Yes, Pastor.
Now they're going to say, now you wait a minute. You saw Abraham. And you ain't even 50 years old. They should have said, wait a minute. The same for them. You God?
Right.
You're the word? They didn't say that, though, because the word is a secret.
All right, Pastor.
One and one says what?
In the beginning was the word.
What?
And the word was with
then
God.
Then he said, even, who are you? Even the same I said to you from the beginning.
All right.
He's the word.
Mm-hmm.
But it was made flesh. And the glory we beheld was the glory of the only begotten of the Father. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now let's go back to Psalms 24.
Yes, Pastor.
25, rather, and 14.
25 and 14.
We had a little rocky start this morning.
All right, Pastor.
But that's all right. Besides all the testimonies and the songs, it's about the word. That's what we're here for.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? It's the word. Word was made flesh. 25 and 14, what does it say?
The secret of the Lord is with them that fear
him. Now, that's how you get started here. Fear God. Said, you know what? I think what they're saying, it sounds, that sounds like I better get moving out of this Baptist church.
All right, Pastor.
Out of this church because it don't make sense. But what we're saying, it's according to Scripture.
Right.
What?
And he will show them his covenant.
He's going to show them why. 1 Corinthians 2 and 9.
Right,
why God had to show you this? Because it's not so readily seen by the naked eye.
Mm-hmm.
Naked eye is seeing the 10 precepts and don't have a clue of what the depths and how to perform it like it should be.
Right, Pastor.
Guess what? How you perform this? Through following someone who has given it to you. Because they're going to demonstrate how to do it.
Beautiful.
Not in the way you want to do it, but you follow as God directs. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
1 Corinthians 2 and 9.
But as it is written.
As it is written. You can't change what's written. Right. What?
I have not seen.
So don't come telling me you understand the word if you haven't been taught this by someone that has been given to. Because I haven't seen.
Right.
What?
Nor ear heard.
What?
Neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love
him. Now, for those that love God, he prepared this up in the mountain and gave it to Moses.
Mm-hmm.
Wrote it on two tables of stone, gave it to him, prepared it for the people. But the natural eye have not seen this.
Right, Pastor.
Nor ear heard. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Acts 1 and 1.
Yes, Pastor.
I haven't seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of men the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. God prepared things.
Yes, Pastor.
The things which God hath prepared.
Yes.
Acts 1 and 1, what is it?
The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus.
Read.
of all that Jesus began both to do and teach.
When?
Until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments.
He, through the Holy Ghost, mm-hmm. Spirit, gave commandments.
Yes.
Where are they in these preachers?
Right. You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcasts at www.godscovenantchurch.org.